I'm Lauren Park. I'm the Museum Educator of School and Family Programs at the Kemper Museum of Art.
I'm Wilbert Ewald, and I'm a painter, and I paint directly from nature.
In addition to the paintings on view in the exhibition, Wilbert Ewald, the studio portrait, Wilbur paints still lives in his studio and landscapes in plein air, or outside. Loestad is an observational painter. You paint from observation.
Yeah.
But what's the difference between painting from observation and plein air painting?
That term is used quite a bit in the last 20 years, I've noticed. Before that, you didn't hear it so much. And it goes back probably to Impressionism, where the painters went outside and worked directly. I'm often referred to as a plein air painter, but I spend half of my time inside painting still lifes and figures. I've talked about it before with other painters. Someone that would be painting from a window inside and painting landscape outside, technically it's not plein air painting. And I do know painters that paint still lifes outdoors.
You have said that whether you're doing a portrait or a still life or a landscape, that you're observing nature and painting what you see, so there's not that much difference. But there has to be some difference between painting in the studio and then painting outside in plein air.
There is a difference in landscape, that it is constantly changing. The light is relatively constant when you're painting still lifes and figures. You set it up and you paint it. But in landscape, an hour later and 2 hours later, I work 3 hours, it's radically different. But you learn how to adjust to that. There are those differences as far as landscape painting is concerned.
Do you ever grow tired of painting the same locations over and over?
No, I don't. But I usually do any subject at least 3 or 4 times. If I sell the paintings, which I do, and I still want one of that subject, then I will go back for that reason. So through the years, I've done, I don't know how many paintings of Luce Park, maybe 10, and still only have a couple maybe right now. And I will probably go back there this summer again. But I'm always looking for other spots.
In the exhibition that's currently on view in the museum, the studio portrait, there's a clear stylistic evolution, starting from your earliest portrait of your daughter, Janet, to the most recent self-portrait from 2010 and portrait of Michael from 2011. If we were to look at all of your plein air works or your landscapes, would we see a similar evolution?
Yes, you would see a similar change. Not deliberate. I don't think of style. Once I decided to paint directly from what I saw, it's just going over and over that, and I work longer on a painting, make more corrections, and it's a little more complex, more subtle perhaps in color. So all those things change just as you mature, just as you understand.
If I ever see you in Luce Park or in the West Bottoms painting, can I come up and say hello? I know that people recognize you many times and you're out working. Should I not disturb the artist, or is it okay to say hello?
I would be very happy if you came up to say hello. Yes, I learned very early that if you paint outside, that you have to expect people to come up. It doesn't bother me at all. As long as I can continue to paint. And I've had a lot of interesting, funny experiences way back, maybe 30 years or more. This one person came up and he looked at my painting and then he said, "Do many people watch you paint?" And I said, "Yeah, quite a few." He just thought a minute and then he walked away and then he stopped and turned around and he said, "Have you ever thought of taking your hat or maybe a tin can and putting it down below under the easel?" And no, I didn't. I could go on and on about different stories, but that was kind of clever of him.
Wilbert Ewald, the studio portrait, is on view through June 17. and Lois Dodd, Catching the Light, is on view May 18 through August 26, both at Kemper Museum of Contemporary Art.